Welcome to Red Talks on Gardner-Webb University Radio, WGWG.org. I'm Katherine Manning, and in the studio with me today is high school senior and Gardner-Webb dual enrollment student, Thomas Manning. At just 17 years old, Thomas has run 3 ultramarathons, 4 full marathons, and more than 100 other competitive races. Thomas, thanks so much for being here today.
Oh, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Of course. Okay, so how and when did you first develop this love for running?
It was right about 7 years ago this week, actually. My aunt was in town from Atlanta. She was a former college athlete and runner for, I believe it was Furman University, track athlete. So she was in town, and it was her birthday, and there was this little local 5K here called the Rash Rush. It was in honor of Ron Rash, a famous author from Bowling Springs, and he's a runner himself. So she was like, well, you guys want to come walk this race with us? I was like, well, you know, we'll walk it, sure. And then I just kind of took off running and didn't stop. That was my first 5K. For the next few years, I was off and on running 5Ks. You know, just whenever there was a small local 5K, I would run it.
Right.
But then there was one race. I was probably about 12. There was a middle school cross-country coach, and he saw me and said, so when are you going to be old enough to run on my team? And I was thinking, well, I'm definitely not good enough for that, because I was pretty slow. I wasn't doing it competitively. I was just running for fun.
Right.
But he was like, you know, come work at it, and I bet you'll turn into a good runner. So I started training the next summer. I really went into it. I would say probably as a 13-year-old, 20 to 30 miles each week I would run.
Oh my goodness.
3 to 4 miles a day, and I just kept building it up, doing different workouts, speed workouts, long runs, intervals, things like that. In seventh grade was my first year eligible for cross country, and so that's when I really got into it. I just fell in love with it, just running. I just fell in love with everything, competing and endorphins, being outside, the camaraderie with the teammates. It was just, I just loved it.
I think that's really important to love what you're good at, love what you're doing, because if you don't love it, you're not having any fun doing it, so why do it? So it's so nice to hear that you love running.
Oh, definitely. It's without running, it's tough. When I don't run, I'm pretty grumpy when I don't run.
So you talked about the camaraderie with you know, teammates or people you're running with. So which do you enjoy more, running individually or running in races, running with groups, or is it kind of different for every circumstance?
I would say it depends on the day of the week, my mood, how I'm feeling. If I'm some days I'm just like, I just want to kind of go run alone and not deal with anybody else.
Right.
But some days I'm just like, you know what, I want to go run with somebody. And some of the workouts definitely a lot easier if you have somebody pushing you along.
Mm-hmm.
There have been numerous studies to see that when you're running with somebody, there's less perceived effort. So, if it's like a tough workout, I like running with somebody. Or if I just want to go have fun, I like running with somebody. But, you know, some days it's nice to just have that solitary time to yourself.
Right, right. So about how often now do you run?
Well, right now I'm building back up after I had like a 6-month break from running. I had some health problems, but I'm slowly building back up to it. I try to do 30 to 40 minutes a day, maybe 5 days a week, alternating between running and the stationary bike. My legs are still getting used to that pounding again, so
right.
I gotta trying to save them a little bit with the low impact.
And how do you keep track of your distance and your times?
Well, when I'm really training, I keep a log and write down distance and times, and I've got a specialized watch, a Garmin GPS watch, that tracks my distance, pace, time, all of that. So that really comes in handy when I'm writing stuff down and logging everything.
Mm-hmm. And how do you keep goals for yourself, and how do you go about, you know, meeting these goals and keeping yourself accountable?
Well, it's tough. They say not to compare yourself to other people, but A lot of times I do. I say, well, I want to be this person.
Right.
You know, that's just part of, that's just competitive. That's just the competitive nature in me.
Uh-huh.
If I see somebody running really well, I say, well, I want to try to beat them. But then also, running is probably the most individualized sport there is. If some people are just more talented than you, and no matter how hard you work, you're not going to get there, but you can learn to accept that and be okay with doing your best and running your absolute best, besting your times each and every time you're on, competing against yourself.
I think that's the great thing about running is you can compete against other people, but like you said, it's very much an individualized sport as well, because you're always trying to do your best and beat your time. What's your personal best 5K?
My personal best 5K time is, let's see, I think it was 18 minutes and 30 seconds, which is about 5 minutes and 55 seconds per mile.
Wow.
So for 3.1 miles.
And do you remember your first 5K time?
My first 5K time was something along the lines of 35 minutes, maybe. So
you've cut it down quite a bit.
Yeah, just about in half, I guess.
Wow, that's very impressive. Okay, so I know you've run 3 ultramarathons. And in ultramarathons, you can kind of choose how far you want to go, correct?
Yeah, it kind of depends on the event. Some events have set distances like 50K, 100 miler, 50 miler, things like that. But then there are other races where they're on a small loop. It can be anywhere from, you know, mile and a half, 5K, 5 miles. But you can choose to run the loop however many times you want over the course of 12 hours, 24 hours, just depending on the event. So, I've run, I believe, three ultramarathons. 2 in Spartanburg, South Carolina at Croft State Park. And it was on a 5K loop course. And my first time I ran that, I was 15 years old. I completed, I believe it was 32 miles in, well, the time is irrelevant, but probably like 10 hours or something like that.
But you completed 32 miles, so.
Yeah.
And what's the most you've ever done in one of those ultramarathons?
The furthest I completed was 55 miles. That was last September in Henson Lake in Rockingham, North Carolina.
So, that's something that I just can't even fathom. Do you get bored running, or is it just a constant stream of, okay, I want to get to this, I want to get to this? Like, what goes through your mind when you are running that much?
Well, any runner that tells you that they don't get bored, they're a liar, because, I mean, every runner is going to get bored at some point, but that's part of the process. That's part of pushing yourself. You got to push yourself mentally and physically. I mean, I would argue and say that the mental aspect of running is just as hard or even harder than the physical aspect. It's sometimes when you're just out there running circles, like that 55 miler was a mile and a half loop, and I ran that, I don't know how many times that was, but you can, if you're good at math, you can do the math, and that's a lot of loops. But also it can get boring, but also there's a lot of support there. You've got everybody just talking to everybody, and you're meeting so many different people, getting to know them. There's good food. There was like a huge aid station of food for, I would say, like 50 yards of just nothing but food tents. So that was a lot of fun.
Sounds like a dream come true.
Oh, definitely. And I mean, it was beautiful scenery too around the lake. It's definitely mentally tough at some points, but other times, you know, you're occupied getting to know other people and everything.
Right. So what would you say are some of your proudest running accomplishments?
I would say that 55 miler was definitely probably, as far as distance goes, that was pretty awesome.
Right.
And then also I'm pretty proud of my marathon PR of 3 hours and 15 minutes. Ran that, the Charlotte Marathon, Novant Health Marathon last November. And I've been lucky to have some great friends pace me throughout my marathons. I had one guy, he paced me in my first marathon a few years ago, and he also paced me in that marathon as well. So it's great to have good support.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned PR. That stands for personal record?
Yes, personal record.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's the fastest marathon you've completed?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And so you mentioned a little while ago that you recently had some health problems, and that required you to take a pretty long break from running. How has it felt to really get back out there and start running again?
Well, it's been tough, but it's definitely worth it. I mean, I'm not sure if I'll ever get back to the level that I was at, but I'm just happy to be running again. There's so many people that they would kill to be doing what I'm doing right now, and so I just got to keep that in perspective and be thankful for everything that I can do.
Right. That's a really good way to look at it. So if you could choose, you know, anyone to run, go on a run with, any celebrity, any runner, anyone at all, who would it be and why?
I would go on a run with Meb Keflezighi. He is, he's been one of the U.S.'s top runners for years, probably 15 years, I'd say. He is, I believe he is 40 years old now, and he's won an Olympic silver medal. He's won the Boston Marathon. He's won the New York City Marathon, but he just keeps going. He's incredible, and he's set to run his final marathon this November in New York City. It is going to be his 26th marathon of his career, which is just amazing. And then he's going to retire as a professional, but he's going to keep running just for recreational purposes. But he's just such a great guy. He's a great Christian, family man. He's just, I really like him a lot.
That sounds like a perfect person to go running with. So what, or do you have any races on your, I guess, running bucket list? Any specific marathons?
Yes, I'd love to qualify for Boston Marathon someday. There are qualifying standards for that because it is such high demand to run that race. It's one of the oldest marathons in the U.S. And from the age of 18 to 34 years old, you have to run a 3:05 marathon to qualify, which that's pretty tough.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I ran a 3:15, so that would be 10 minutes to cut off, which doesn't sound like a whole lot, but you really got to work to cut down that time. So I would love to be able to do that. I believe I can. It's just going to take some time to work toward that. And I'd also like to run the New York City Marathon. They've added a qualifying standards for those as well. I think they're about the same time as the Boston Marathon. So,
do you see yourself running these pretty soon in the future, or years from now?
I would hope that within the next 5 years I would be able to qualify for one of those, but we'll just see how it all goes.
That's a good goal to have. So where do you see your running taking you in the future? Do you plan to run college cross country? Do you plan to run professionally? What are your goals?
Yeah, I think I would like to run for Gardner-Webb. I'm not eligible this year because I'm only a special student here, not a full enrolled student, but I think I'd like to run next year. It's just a matter of getting back in shape to from everything that's been going on and just getting back to that. But I also want to make sure that I just stay healthy and running. I mean, for my entire life, that would be just great. There's just so many places it can take. You can travel across the world. You can see so many beautiful sights. Running, I just hope that it's a lifelong passion that I maintain.
It's something that, you know, is healthy. It's such a great healthy hobby to have for the rest of your life. And like I said before, and like you said, if it's something you enjoy, that's something that will take you very far in life.
Oh, definitely. It's healthy, not just physically, but mentally and emotionally as well. Just the endorphins are just great. They're just so great for your brain and for your mood.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Well, Thomas, before we go, are there any final comments that you have about running or racing?
Well, I would say that anybody can run. It's just a matter of pushing through some tough stuff at the beginning, but the more you do it, the better you get, and there's nothing stopping you.
Well, Thomas, I appreciate you taking the time to talk with me today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Thank you all for listening to WGWG.org.